This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. An incident at an oil and gas facility in Weld County has forced around a dozen people living nearby to evacuate. An elementary school nearby also closed for the day today. Weld County officials did not offer details about what happened at the oil and gas facility, which is northeast of Greeley. They say fire crews were made aware of the incident Sunday evening. Home prices in Colorado Springs jumped sharply last month. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says prices are at their highest level since last summer.
The median cost of a single-family home in the Springs was $495,000 in March. That's according to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. It's an increase of $20,000 from February, and more homes were sold in March than any month since August. The total number of homes sold so far this year is slightly outpacing 2024 at this time, but that total is well below highs seen during the pandemic. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A group of Democratic state lawmakers are trying to expand protections for immigrants in Colorado. A newly introduced bill would put new limits on local cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The proposal comes a few weeks after ICE conducted raids across the Denver metro area. Senator Julie Gonzalez is one of the bill's sponsors.
We drafted a lot of this policy in response to the actual tactics that we have seen be utilized by ICE now under the second Trump administration.
The measure would block local governments from sharing personal data with ICE unless they're presented with a valid warrant first. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs in the 60s along the Front Range today.